Welcome to Living Marvelously with me, Lori Jonas. This is the show where we unleash the marvelous potential in every woman. Are you ready to dream big and leap into a life you love? Don't let the expectations of others choose for you. Step out of your comfort zone and learn how to create what your life looks like. I'll take you on an inspirational journey, helping you tap into the wellspring of your inner strength, get clear on your life purpose, and unleash the vision you came into the world to share. On Living Marvelously, you will learn about personal development, self-care, and spirituality. And together, we will connect with others, sharing their unique energies, and learn to create a world that allows everyone to shine. Living Marvelously starts now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I'm Lori Jonas, and you are listening to Living Marvelously with Lori Jonas on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with me for the next 30 minutes as we discuss how to discover your passion and creativity. This is going to be a fun one. But be sure to join me every second and fourth Thursday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, where we will have great discussions on how to create your fun, adventurous, empowering, loving, and beautiful life. Thank you for being here. Thank you for watching and listening. We made it to February. What? But sometimes January can seem to go on forever. And I think sometimes the reason is because when we start January, we're like so excited. I have all these goals. I'm going to have all these resolutions. And then we just kind of chug through January trying to keep up with all of them. But now it's February, so let's let loose a little bit. Let's take a break. And then for the next 30 minutes, let's just have some fun. Let's start to think about things that come easy, the things that bring you joy and get you excited about waking up every day. So as I mentioned today, we're going to talk about how to discover your passion and creativity. There are times in your life when people think about how they're going to be happier. It's a time when you want to find your passion and look for ways to learn about yourself. Maybe you've been a loyal partner to your partner for a long time while your partner was out making money, or you were the heart and soul of your home while your kids were growing up, or maybe you've been in a job for a long time and you've loved it, but maybe it's time for a change, and maybe it's time to create something new for yourself. I want to share with you today 22 tips that will help you find your passion, rekindle your inner fire, and start a journey of self-discovery that will bring you joy, because that's what Living Marvelously is all about. So let's get started. All right, we're going to jump right into it because there's a lot and I want to get through them all. So number one, reflect on your past interests and hobbies that did bring you joy. So take a trip down memory lane. Revisit activities, hobbies that once brought you a lot of joy. Rediscovering these past passions can be an excellent starting point for reigniting your enthusiasm. So think back, maybe it's even to elementary school. What were some of your favorite things that you did? Did you enjoy art class? Did you enjoy recess? Did you enjoy math? Whatever it was that just got you excited because you could just do those things that got you excited. Revisit those, reflect on that, and see what comes up. Number two, explore new activities and experiences outside your comfort zone. So stepping outside your comfort zone can be hard, can be intimidating, but also incredibly rewarding. I'm actually going to do a show on this particular topic in a couple, I think in two more times. So in about a month. So stepping outside your comfort zone, embrace new activities and experiences that challenge you, pushing the boundaries of your comfort zone and opening doors to new passions, because you don't know unless you give something a try. All right. Number three, take time for self-reflection and introspection. You know, midlife or any time of your life it's always an ideal time for introspection. Carve out quiet moments to reflect on your values, desires, and what truly makes you happy. So those times can be like, we're going to talk about meditation, but it could be while you're meditating. It could be just while you're walking, or it could just be if you're going about your day and you just pause for a second and go, hey, do I really like what I'm doing right now? Or God, this is really exciting what I'm doing right now. So just taking that time to think about what's happening, maybe in the present moment, or, you know, what you've been doing for the last week. All right, moving on. Embrace curiosity and be open to new possibilities. Approach life with an open mind and a curious spirit. Have you ever thought about that word curiosity? I just love it. Be curious about everything. Like, what are your friends doing? You know, what are those new books that are popular today? What are the new podcasts? What are some new, maybe fitness things that are happening? Whatever it is that brings you joy, be curious about something new. Be curious about things that maybe you haven't tried before. So we're just being aware of what else there is out there. All right, next one. Engage in journaling or writing exercises to explore your thoughts and feelings. If you follow me anywhere, I'm always going to talk about journaling. I love journaling. And I think for me, it is how I can express, how I can download. It's a huge tool in how I really think about and introspect on my own life. But it can be a powerful tool for that self-exploration. So engage in journaling or writing exercises to delve deeper into your thoughts, delve deeper into your emotions, delve deeper into your aspirations. This practice can help you uncover some hidden passions and provide some valuable insights. If you go back to a couple shows I did about downloading your dream life, I give you lots of ideas on how to do this. Seek inspiration from books, podcasts, and documentaries. Immerse yourself in inspiring content. Read books, listen to podcasts, watch documentaries that explore various topics and ignite your curiosity. It comes that word again. Inspiration can often be found in unexpected places. You know, going back to books and podcasts, go find the ones that really excite you. If you start reading a book and it's not really doing anything for you, it's okay to stop reading the book. It's okay to put it aside and go find something that does. You don't have to finish every book that you start. You don't have to finish every podcast you start, every TV show you start. Just go for the ones that really actually bring you joy. All right. Connect with like-minded individuals or join communities centered around your interests. Seek out like-minded individuals who share your interests. I know this one can be tough because it means you really have to put yourself out there. You have to find these places and you have to introduce yourself and talk to people that maybe you didn't know before. But the interesting thing that happens is when you do that, you find yourself in a new world. You find yourself in a new place that you hadn't known before. You're going to get ideas from these people. You're going to discover things that you hadn't known before. Because when we stick to ourselves and say we're going to do this, this, and this, we're putting boundaries around ourselves, right? We're creating this bubble that we're in. You need to break out of that bubble, go talk to other people, go find other, communities, groups, memberships, volunteer opportunities that you can connect with other people and see how excited you get with it, right? And again, I always want to reiterate, if you join something, you find yourself in a position where you really don't like this, you discovered that it's not what you wanted, don't be afraid to back away. So I talked about this already in the last one, but volunteer for causes that resonate with you. It's the same thing. Go out there and volunteer and just see what it's like. See what it's like to be out there actually diving in and helping people. It could create something, some passion inside you that makes you want to do something more. And maybe you find some kind of a job or you start your own nonprofit, or it might give you an idea for some art you can do, or, you know, whatever. But volunteering is a great way to get yourself out there. Prioritize self-care. and invest in activities that nurture your well-being. Again, it just like journaling, self-care is just a huge thing for me to share with others that they have to be able to do this. It's okay to be selfish once in a while and take care of yourself, because if you are not ready to go, if you are not feeling good about yourself, you really can't help anybody else do that either. So self-care is essential for personal growth and rediscovering your passions. So make time for activities that nurture your well-being. You know, whether it's practicing yoga, enjoying nature walks, just indulging in those creative pursuits, nurturing yourself will open doors for self-discovery. All right, next one. I've lost count, so I don't know which one we're on, but we're just going to keep going. Take up a new hobby or revisit an old one. Explore new hobbies, revisit old ones that you once loved. We talked about this. I guess some of these are a little bit overlapped, but engaging in activities that bring you joy and excitement, they lead you to discovery of hidden passions. So what hobbies did you once have time for? Maybe you haven't had time to knit in the last 10 years because you've been so busy with your kids. Or maybe you haven't had time to do art, paint, draw, photography, whatever it is. What did you really enjoy doing, but you haven't had time to really play with it? Go out and do those things again and see what you can find. Travel. Travel and expose yourself to different cultures and perspectives. Traveling opens doors to new experiences and broadens your horizons. Immerse yourself in different cultures, try new cuisines, and engage with diverse perspectives. Traveling is a big one for me too, because again, like I talked about, when we just stay home in our own little bubble, we are so isolated. You know, why would there be such a big, beautiful world out there if we weren't supposed to go explore and experience it? And it doesn't mean that you have to physically travel. Maybe you don't have the means right now to physically go travel to a new beautiful place and experience it, but you could just maybe pick a place that you've thought was interesting and beautiful and you'd like to see and read a book about it. Or maybe you go to a museum and discover that world in art, or you know, talk to somebody else who's been there, look at their photographs. There's different ways of exploring, and that can pique your interest and really maybe bring out another passion. Engage in mindfulness or meditation practices to quiet the mind and listen to your inner voice. This one is, I've even slowed down my talking when I talk about this, because mindfulness and meditation is so good for you. Allow you to connect with your inner self. Set aside time each day to observe your thoughts, release any limiting beliefs, and listen to the whispers of your inner voice guiding you towards your passion in midlife. I was talking to a client the other day, and she was saying how she doesn't feel like she can control her thoughts. And when we kind of dug a little bit deeper, she meant the thought. Oh, that's a door, or I should probably make sure I shut the door, or whatever, those kinds of thoughts. But what I wanted to make sure she understood was you do have control when you start having thoughts that keep going around. Have control to stop those and change the narrative. Help you do that. They can make you take deep breaths and just calming down. All right, let's take a break. We'll stop there. I'm Lori Jonas. You're listening to. We're going to continue about how you are already using your creativity. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Are you ready to create your marvelous life? As women, we can feel the pressure to make sure everyone else is okay before we take care of ourselves. That needs to stop. Hi, I'm spiritual coach Lori Jonas, and I'm empowering women to unleash their authentic selves and live marvelously. It's time to get clear on what you want in life. Check out my blog, coaching packages, manifestation journal, my book, The 5 L's of Living Marvelously, and more on my website, livingmarvelously.com.
Here's a quick tip from Jason and Patricia at the Ecosystem Approach Show. This is a new way to approach self-help.
See all problems, challenges, and objectives as energy issues. Determine the energies that are blocking you and remove them. Instead of asking, what do I do, ask what energies are blocking me.
Say to yourself, I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate. Name the emotions that are blocking you. Some form of fear, insecurity, anxiety.
Take a breath and blow the barriers, the negative energies blocking you, into the processor behind us. Keep doing it.
If you want to hear about our show, A New Way to Approach Self-Help, go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and under the radio tab, search for Is Self-Help Obsolete?
Listen to all of our shows because we teach you how to apply energy techniques for everyday life in ways that are practical and useful.
See you Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific or find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Tune in every first and third Monday of the month at 9:30 Pacific, 12:30 Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio with me, your host, Elisa V. The High Vibe Show brings the science and physics of vibration and frequency into a user-friendly space with humor, fun, and inspiration. Get ready to align your authentic self with a high vibration and positive mindset. Visit hittingtherestartbutton.com.
All right, we are back on Living Marvelously with me, Lori Jonas. But before we get back to our list, I just want to ask you a question. Are you ready for the next phase, but you aren't sure what that is? Do you feel a yearning to grow and really do more with your gifts, but you really don't have any clue where to start? Wayne Dyer used to say, "Don't die with the music still in you." These tips will help you discover those passions and help you find ways to use them for the rest of your life. But if you want more help, contact me. My passion is doing one-on-one coaching to help women unleash their potential and to become the most vibrant soul they are meant to be. So I'll leave a link in the comments for you to contact me, or you can just go to livingmarvelously.com. But this leads me right into the next tip, which was very convenient because I didn't know where that break was going to land. But the next tip is seek the guidance of a life coach or a career counselor to help you uncover your passion. Because sometimes just talking to somebody else, they can see where your energy is. They can see where your passion lies. When you're talking about something that really excites you, you light up and you can't always see that, but somebody else might. So consider working with a life coach, a career counselor, somebody who specializes in helping individuals discover their passions, like me. So that is the next tip. And moving on. So set aside dedicated time each week to explore and pursue your interests. We can get really caught up in our day-to-day lives. So we need to make a commitment. We need to write down time, set aside time that we are going to do something that we're going to go set aside time to explore those hobbies that we're finding and remembering. Treat it as a non-negotiable appointment with yourself. So whether it's a few hours or an entire day, this focused time will allow you to dive deeper into your passions. Embrace failure as a stepping stone towards growth and self-discovery. You know, failure is inevitable in any part of a journey. So you really need to embrace it as an opportunity. So let's say you discover, you know what, I'm going to try painting. I'm going to go and take, I'm going to set aside time. I'm my non-negotiable time contract with myself. And today I'm going to take 2 hours and I'm just going to paint. And once you get into that, you might, I just watched a show on Hallmark the other day where she was painting. She was a perfectionist and she had a beautiful painting, but she just tore it off and threw it away because it wasn't perfect. That's okay. You just need to play with it. You need to allow it and see what else happens. It's okay to start over. It's okay to do, to look at something and say, this isn't what I want and do it again. But that's that time that you've given yourself to just play and explore and see what comes up. When we fail, it just teaches us what we don't want and helps us start again with what we do. Seek mentorship from individuals who already have found their passion. So maybe you're discovering that, and you know, I'm just going to go back with the painting example again, that you really want to explore art and painting. Do you know somebody who does that? Go find a mentor. See what they do. How do they organize their day? What kind of tools do they use? What do they do with their art? Talk to somebody else and see if you can get any ideas that way. All right. Engage in physical activities or exercise routines that bring you joy and boost your energy. I think this always comes up in my discussions because I need to learn this as well. But physical activities and exercise benefit your physical well-being and they positively impact your mental and emotional state. We have to move our bodies. We have to keep our bodies strong. So find activities that really bring you joy and that they do boost your energy levels, that when you're done, you're like, oh, that was great. This morning, I did a 10-minute dance routine, and then I did a 5-minute standing core routine, and it was what I needed just to get my body going for the day. It wasn't much. It didn't take a lot of time, but it was the right thing for me. Find what's the right thing for you. Start a gratitude journal to cultivate a positive mindset. Gratitude is a powerful practice that shifts your focus to a positive aspects of your life. So start a gratitude journal, write down 3 things. This can be every morning, this can be every night. Just write down 3 things that you're grateful for. It cultivates that positive mindset. It enhances self-reflection because you're thinking about, oh, what did I do today that I can be grateful for? And it really fosters a sense of contentment that you can uncover hidden passions. When you're grateful for something, you're usually grateful for the things that have brought you joy. So, you know, what were they? Create a vision board to visually represent your passions and goals. Visualization is a powerful tool for manifesting your passions. And it's just really, doesn't have to be, I mean, I want it to be beautiful to you, but it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to look like some other people's vision board. It could literally just be a piece of paper on your desk that has a picture of a beautiful place you want to visit or a beautiful piece of art you'd like to create yourself. And then when you look at that vision board, you get this excitement and you get really, your energy just heightens and you want, and when that happens, I've talked about this before when we talked about the law of attraction. When that happens, you are creating this energy level that the universe is bringing more of that energy level back to you. So that's what vision boards are for. They're just to create this opportunity to raise your energy. Pay attention to activities that make you lose track of time and bring you deep fulfillment. Take note of activities that make you enter the state of flow, where time seems to stand still. These are the activities that bring you deep fulfillment and they really align with your passions. When you lose a sense of time doing something, you are doing what you are meant to do. So when you sort of come out of that state, just take notice, ooh, what was I doing for the last 20 minutes? And finally, trust the process and be patient with yourself as you navigate your path to discovering your passion. You know, finding your passion is really has to unfold at its own pace, and just trust that it will come. I only have a few minutes left, but I did want to share how you are already showing your creativity to give you a little bit of motivation to use it in more ways. So let's just quickly go through them. How do you dress? You know, are you using creativity in how you dress, whether it's bland or whether it's super colorful? Like me today, I wore this necklace, which is not me, but I thought I just needed to have more vibrancy in my life today. Your work, what do you do that helps you earn a living and figure out how you can put a different spin on it, maybe? The way you love, the way you share your love with others, that's being creative. How you talk, are you fast, slow, high-pitched, monotone? Do you get really excited like I do about things? How you smile at people, how you decorate your home, how you throw a party. Your grocery list, how do you write it down? That's creativity. How do you cook your food? Writing, what you take pictures of, doodling, how you listen to music, how you dance, your dreams. There are so many ways you are already using your creativity. Just be aware of those and help them and use them to help you find your passion. In the end, finding your passion is not only about finding a new hobby or interest. It's about tapping into your authentic self. It's about aligning your life with what truly brings you joy and fulfillment. So embrace the journey, trust your intuition, and let your passion guide you to a life that is rich with purpose and meaning. Living Marvelously is about being your authentic self, feeling empowered to create the life you want to live, and having a lot of fun along the way. So I'm so excited to be here with you. If you want to contact me, like I mentioned before, you can go to my website, livingmarvelously.com. All my info is there. Send me a message. Let's work together to create something just for you. Thank you for tuning in. This truly is one of my greatest passions. So please join me every second and fourth Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific time. Next time on Living Marvelously, we are going to share about the 5 L's of Living Marvelously. It's a book I wrote, and I want to share it in more detail with you. It's actually 6 L's because I added one. But so anyway, get ready to break free from the constraints of society and discover your own path to happiness and fulfillment. We will see you next time. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for listening to Living Marvelously with me, your host, Lori Jonas. Tune in next time to unleash the marvelous potential in every woman. Every second and fourth Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as I help you choose a life that you are passionate about. Learn to embrace your unique self, dream big, and leap into what you choose to have your marvelous life look like. Together we create a world that allows everyone to shine. For more information, visit LivingMarvelously.com. That's LivingMarvelously.com. See you next time on Living Marvelously.